Now we will get into chapter 4 and we will try and learn how to implement a marketing plan. Now, if you recall the other chapters, we understood the definition of hospital operations or healthcare market. We understood how the dynamic the market is. We understood about the market research and 4 P's, which is product, price, place and promotion. We understood the strategic management. We also understood the 6 pointers of creating a marketing plan. Now, this is a bit lengthier and a very important piece, and we will talk in 2 parts, part A and part B. Now, I'm going to put an agenda, what is there in part A and part B, because since it's an implementing part, there are a lot of things say. The way I will be taking it forward is in a different way. I'll be sharing less examples out here because it's more of an implementation. So I'll be reading the slides, making you understand, and then if required, I'll give you an example. And once again, I am Gabriel. Multifaceted experienced personnel for over 22 years. I've done a lot of things, but currently I'm there with you to share how to implement a marketing plan. But before I go, a quick recall. We talked about SWOT analysis, we talked about internal external data, we talked about market research, we talked about suspecting market, we talked about market segmentation, we talked about targeting market, we talked about business objective, we talked about budgeting, we talked about the information of that budgeting and all these things. Now we are here to implement a marketing plan, part A. Get ready, we're going to do a very joyous ride which will help you all. The first part we will be talking about here is how can we determine the marketing actions. Now when you say marketing actions, it's very simple, is what we are going to do to implement a plan, as simple as that. Okay, I want to keep this for some time, and I am going to talk about 3 things. The first one is constituent input. The second one is internal external assessment and research. Now, as we go along, one of the key directives of the marketing is this one, the internal and external assessment. At every chapter, you will find this internal data, external data, SWOT analysis, internal external assessment, internal external research, internal data versus external data, primary source, secondary source is going to be kind of common throughout now. Because we have understood the core theoretical part, now comes the practical part, which is implementation. Now, when I say constituent input before a marketing action, is to understand the vision, mission and goals. So let me do a recap. Vision: what I want to be in a stipulated timeline. Mission: what do I need to do to be there at a stipulated timeline. And goals is the activities. So strategic plan for vision, operation plan for mission, tactical plan or a business plan for your goals. Now, once I have decided on a vision, mission, goal for a hospital or a healthcare organization, then I will be working on the internal external assessment, which is strategy, action, match, setting, marketing objectives, which you learned the last time. Okay, identifying key customers, doing a market research, targeting the key customers, doing a SWOT analysis, creating SMART goals, identifying the key variables, then creating key performance indicators. This is exactly what we are talking about. And the final is the research, determining marketing actions or the tactical plan. Now, guys, this is where I want to put a force on this. This is a tactical plan. This is what you are going to implement. You're not going to implement a strategic plan. You're not going to implement a business plan. Business plan is what you want to achieve, the business objectives. This is the marketing actions or the tactical plan. Let's dig further. To determine a marketing action, we have 4 things. First is the product and service, then the distribution, then the pricing and the promotion. So when you're creating a marketing action, you have to focus on these 4 parameters. Product, service, the distribution, the pricing and the promotion. Let's do it. All marketing plan need to address the product service, which is referred to the actual item, product or services that a customer wants. Price is the money the customer is willing to pay for the product or the service, tangible or intangible. Place or distribution is deals with customer access to the product or service in question. Not only incorporates the distribution channels, but also to investigate how to optimize the delivery and the goods to customer, the waiting time. And promotion involves marketing, communication, and advertisement. Before I go further, I want to again come back to the previous slide. So that means my tactical plan should have a product or a service denomination. When I say product or service denomination, so what I say right now will be followed by a lot of slides with a lot of data. So I don't want to deep down there. So when I say refer to the actual item or product, so it can be a tangible product. So let's say I am talking about cancer laboratory equipment or an MRI machine or stethoscope, or let's say laboratory machines for testing blood, test tubes, small kale drops which takes the blood and drops, microscope machines. Now, it is internal and external both, but typically what the customer is looking for. For a service which is intangible, also from the perspective of this, as from the perspective of, let's say, the customer is coming to a hospital for a treatment and we are looking into a kid's play area. So that's a service. The price is a customer's choice. If for a hospital, the difference between a healthcare and a non-healthcare organization is that for a non-healthcare, the price is more or less fixed. We have a MRP or we have a dealer price or something like that. But for, and we have a choice of not buying the product and walk out empty-handed. But for a hospital, if I have a cardiovascular problem, I cannot walk out of the hospital. I have to, but I would also try to ask the question when the doctor comes and said that, you know, you need a surgery. The first question a customer asks is, sir, what is the cost? So the price is the money a customer is willing to pay for the product or the services rendered. Same way, the place is, it's the access. So let's say we are creating an awareness where we want to place a distribution in question, for example, hypertension or diabetes. Today you have machines. If you just take that machine and put a hole in your index finger, when the blood comes, you put the blood in that machine and it will tell you immediately what is your sugar count. I forgot the actual, I think 120 is, 100 to 120 is pre-diabetic. And one post 120 is you are diabetic. What is pre-diabetic? That means you are on the borderline. But my point is, it incorporates the distribution channel. So for example, if a hospital is distributing those machines, do the customer need to wait? For example, if you walk into an eye hospital, glasses takes time to make. Not the frames, but the actual glasses. There are indexing numbers they do. They do a pattern checking. That is where the way you're communicating with them creates that marketing actions. Okay. Today, if you buy it from a good eye hospital, they give you an eye card. When I say eye card, it doesn't mean that there is a picture of your eye. It actually gives you the index, the power that you're using, the lenses that you're using. So in one of the eye hospitals, I asked is, what is the need of this? Is this chargeable? They said, no, this is just a free service. And why are you saying it's a free service? He said, sir, tomorrow if you're traveling somewhere for a job or if you're traveling abroad for a job, because it comes from a renowned lenses called Crizal or some other, which is it's a big name. You go there, they will see what is written there and they will give you a glasses based on that. So which means we're creating a promotional activity which is giving the customer an advantage of going anywhere to buy the glasses. So we are not restricting you to buy it from us. Initially, if you go to a eye care or an eye hospital, you have to buy it from them. Today, you are buying it for the first time, second time you have a choice. So that are the four things that determines marketing actions or your tactical plan. We will get into each and every in detail. And as I said, this is purely theoretical. So when you're going through this video, have patience, because this kind of things you cannot have examples for. These are what they are and I have to read it like that. I cannot create anything as an example of it. For example, when I say product service, what is the meaning of that product and service? How do I evaluate the core quality? What are the determining service level, service standards basically? Developing the product line and makes the product life cycle and accelerating the healthcare product life cycle. Now, these are as it is they are. I, Gabriel, cannot create a different pattern of any one of these things. So I have to get into detail a bit theoretical. First, I'll read it for you so that you understand this. Ultimately, for any business, the focus of the marketing revolves around the products. Any company, Apple, Samsung. Just to let you know, I have seen an advertisement of OnePlus coming with a pad. They're calling it a notebook, if I'm right with what I've seen. So they are coming with a product which will compete, according to their promotion, with the iPad. So basically, for any business, the focus of marketing revolves around the products and services that meet customer needs. End of the day, it's a customer need. Healthcare business involves in a range of products and services. The primary distinction between any product or service is the degree of tangibility. When I say degree of tangibility, to keep it as simple, if I can show it to right in front of you, there is a bottle. So this bottle is tangible. So I can hold, I can feel whether it is cold or warm. I can have the cap open. I can hear a click sound or kind of a sound when the click or when the cap is open. I can drink the water. So this is tangible. But if I say, I have an idea that I want to create a marketing plan, can you see these things? So the products and services, the primary distinction is the degree of the tangibility. The more tangible they are, the more visible they are, the less tangible they are. So the extent is whether they can be examined, touched, or experienced before purchase. Please mark these words, your marketing plan will depend on this line. The primary distinction between products and services is the degree of tangibility. Some products comes with a tangibility. Services are never tangible, they are always intangible. Or the extent to which they can be examined, touched, and experienced before purchase. As I said with the water bottle, I can feel it. It's smaller. It can fit in a pocket. I can hear whether the cap is properly opening or not. It is sealed or not. The water inside, I can, by touching it, I can experience the cold or the warmness of the water. But for an idea, I cannot. So it's pre-purchase. In that way, products can be divided into two groups, non-durable goods and durable goods. Let us deep. A non-durable good is an item that can be consumed in some defined period of time. Example, food products, medicines, liquidified medicines, topical dressings, fruits. So these are non-durable. When you say non-durable, that means the durability of the product is not extended beyond the limit of time. For example, if you're buying a banana, banana is generally for 2 to 3 days. It's a non-durable product. Mangoes, basically any good that has a lifeline or a shelf life is a non-durable product. And any good that has no lifeline or timeline, you can keep it for as long as you want, is a durable good. So a durable good is a product that lasts over an extended period of time, such as automobile, computerized tomography, scanners, computers, can be durable items. A wide range of healthcare activities involve services, which is defined as intangible activities or process offered to customers to solve problem, for which the organization is often reimbursed. Open heart surgery, a comprehensive cancer program, a geriatric medicine clinic are example of common healthcare services which is durable. Because I am using an open heart surgery or a bypass surgery to make the heart durable for a longer period of time. I am using a comprehensive cancer program or a comprehensive cancer approach program to make you live longer. So that means it's a durable product. Or a geriatric medicine. Okay, these are all forms of healthcare services which is a durable goods. Now comes the evaluating the core quality. Now, if you start with this line, there is an increasing concern about the value and the effectiveness of healthcare services. Now, I want to stay a little bit of time out here. When I say this, that the core element is the value and the effectiveness of healthcare services, so there is an increasing concern about the value that is offered and the effectiveness of the services. We are, open heart surgery, any form of surgery, orthopedic, hypertension, cardiovascular diseases, there is something called as a value. Okay, every customer knows after the consultation of the physician or the specialist that this is not a disease or a diabetic is going to end in one dosage or two dosages or three dosages of medicines. For hypertension and cardiovascular problems, the first examining time is 6 months. So you have to have a prescribed drug in 6 months. You have to live according to the food and value of that medicine. Medicine has to be taken on time with proper duration. Your food and everything has to happen. Probably in diabetic, you have to eat less amount of starch-based foods. So these are mechanisms which is creating, but the increasing concern is there. The value that is given or the way it is said or the effectiveness of the healthcare services. The core element of the marketing mix is the value and the effectiveness of the services rendered. The concern that is happening today is that whether the need for that service exists or not, and the service that is provided has a competency in technicality. Let me give you an example here. I came from Dombivli today. It's a place in Bombay. People who stay in Bombay will understand that place. And I came to Lower Parel. Now, what are the mode of communication? I can book an Ola Uber. I can book a cab. I can go to Dombivli station, book a train, go to Dadar. From Dadar, I have to change tracks, go to Parel. From Parel, I have to cross again, come to Lower Parel. And then from Lower Parel, I might have to take a cab. Or I can get down at Dadar and take a cab and come to Lower Parel. Or if I'm coming from another line, which is the Harbal line, which is the Panvel VT line, I have to get down at Wadala, Wadala, from Wadala, I have to take a cab. Now see, what I'm trying to tell you is for each touch point, there are services being rendered. So whether the need is there or not. So suddenly I came to know there is an AC bus traveling from my location, exactly from my home and exactly to where I am coming for my office purposes. Yeah, it cost me 2 hours. Normally, it will cost you 2 hours at any mode of transportation that you use. It might cost half an hour late. But what I'm looking at is the technicality of that services rendered. I don't have to walk to station or to have the hassle of getting a Uber or a Ola. Whether I'm paying online or cash, I don't have to say that. Sometimes it gets cancelled. There is a surge in price because of the demand supply issue. So, and it's an AC bus. So I boarded the bus on a stipulated seat that was allotted to me. And in 2 hours, I was there. So the need existed 2 years before? No, the need exists now. Also the way the service is provided. You have an app called Commute. From Commute, you can track the bus. You can even track the stoppages, from where the stoppages has to be taken, how the stoppages has been taken. When I drop down, I drop down at a certain place in Lower Parel. So I just go to the driver, say I want to get dropped there. The driver is courteous. Just not only the need of that service, also how the service is being given to you. Several systems are being developed to address these concerns and to make additional adjustment for everything. And that is where the buyers of care would concern. In today's healthcare climate or in regime, it is termed an era of transparency. Consumers can check on anything in a hospital's website to determine how the hospital performs on certain core measures according to the thought process. I was just giving an example to a friend during a lunch break today. I told him that, you know, today, if I want to do a eye surgery or the best hospitals in eye is Vellore, Chennai, if my geography is right. So that means it's being designed that way that I can go to the website. You don't have to book anything once you go there. You can go to the website. You can book which doctor you want to go. There is a rating system that I'm told. You can even book them from there and you can just go there to see them. You don't have to stay there or wait there. So how our entire hospital or the healthcare systems are changing, how consumers are more aware today where they have to go. On a button of a phone call, you can call up somebody and say, you know what, I was thinking of this hospital. Do you know any idea about this hospital? Or I can call up one of my medical executive friends and ask him, you know, who's the best doctor or who's the best hospital to go to? He says, sir, can you come to this hospital? I have a known person there. So, you know, that relationship factor is being forth and coming again and again and again. And that is why the core quality is not only the service provided, also the way it is provided. And that's why there are core measures according to the standards of NABH. You should always remember this. It is National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Organizations. NABH, National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Organizations, NABH. If you walk into a hospital, you can ask, or you can see there are certificates being displayed that this hospital is accredited by NABH, which means there is a standard. Or you can also see a JCI, which is Joint Commission International, which is again a governing body for the healthcare organization and industries. So it's like a Six Sigma, or it's like an ISO standard. I'm walking into hospital. The first thing, a lot of my friends say, Gabriel, because you are into a consulting business, can you give me the names of NABH accredited hospitals in Bombay? I tell them, go and watch. They say, we don't have that much of time. So see how customers are aware of the core quality, what you're offering, how you're offering, what are the methods. So that is why there is a core measure. And there is a standard being defined by NABH. So guys, what is NABH? National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Organizations, or JCI, Joint Commission International. That's the core quality. How do I evaluate the core quality? I would take a few time out here to make you think what I said before. You know, product marketing, service marketing, promo marketing are all forms of marketing, or all forms of marketing channels that we have. Product marketing is typically you have a product, you show it. How do you do a service marketing? You can't do a service marketing, right? Service marketing, according to me, is word of mouth. What I call in marketing parlance is WOM, you know, word of mouth. So now you might say, Gabriel, in an emergency case, will you be able to dictate the terms, whether that is right or wrong? You can't. But at least when you're in the ambulance and you will speak, you know, the first things what the ambulance ask you, which hospital to go. They don't decide the hospitals for you. And once you're boarding the patient in the hospital, you start calling people by saying, you know, these are the hospitals nearby, where do I go? My question, or a patient question, is the chances of survivability becomes there. And that's why the core quality is required. So a lot of people say, no, you should go to this, you shouldn't go there, they are not very good in service. They're only there to mint money. What are these? This is service marketing. This is word of mouth marketing. That is why service marketing is a very challenging and one of the most difficult aspects of marketing, because it's intangible. You cannot see service. You can experience service. Okay. By looking at a Pepsi bottle, it might give me a good kick. Oh, wow, the bottle looks amazing. The moment I test it, it goes. So then I'll say, okay, the packaging is good, but the liquid inside is not good. So there are two different things. So tangibly, but for service, till the time I have not experienced the service, I cannot say whether it is good or bad. That's why the five characteristics of service marketing in any healthcare market should have this as their primary way of handling the marketing. The intangibility of the service, the inconsistency of the services, the inseparability of the services, the inventory of the services, and the interaction. So all inwards: intangible, inconsistency, inseparability, inventory, and interaction. Let us go further. Intangibility. Services are intangible. They cannot be feel, touched, or heard before they are encountered or experienced. Cardiac surgery, for example, is intangible. Prior to undergoing a surgery, you cannot go to a surgeon and say, can you do the procedure for me? So I can experience whether open heart surgery or cardiac surgery is good for me or not. You can't. A patient cannot see the surgery. They cannot examine what tools it will be used. They can only be sure from a perspective of the surgeon and ask with how many operations had the surgeon done and what is the effect of those surgeries. That is the only thing that you can ask. You cannot ask anything else. But on the other hand, if you want to buy a computer, whether it's a desktop, whether it's iMac or it's a MacBook Pro, whether it's a Apple device or anything, you can see it, you can touch it, you can see how the trackpad works, you can see how the keyboard works, you can feel it in your hand, you can open it and see, you can hold it in your arm to see how flexible it is. And that's the biggest challenge for our service marketing, is the intangible services, to show the tangible benefits. So remember this line: you have to show tangible benefits from the intangible services. That's why it is critical. An advertisement for an occupational medicine program might show you the productivity of the job, or a hospital birthing center may advertise shows a mother with a contingent baby, or consumer interactions with the processes. So there are a lot of hospitals today take video feedback from the mothers. How did you feel? How was the baby delivered? How did you feel inside the operation room? I'm not sure about this is happening in India or not. There are a lot of friends have told me that now in Indian hospitals, and during a baby delivery, the father is also invited. In US and Europe, the father is always there. So, you know, that is the tangibility of an intangible service. You're holding your wife's hand for the baby to be delivered with the doctor, and you can experience it first. And so that experience is tangible. So any consumer interactions with a process and the individual who deliver the services are often based on the consumer's evaluate the actual service itself. The inconsistency part. Now, health services are delivered by people and nurse. So, okay, I'll ask you to stop out here and I will read it very slow for your effect to understand. Health services, now we said health services are intangible. Now we are saying health services are delivered by people and nurse practitioner and the physician and the clerk and the group practice and the chemist shop. Now, can you guarantee a consistency between the people who delivers that service, between the nurse who delivers that service, between the physician that delivers the service, or the admitting clerk or the group practice? That is why the inconsistency is there. So servicing or service marketing is more difficult than product marketing, because in manufacturing of a product, it's simple. I can show you a product. I can give you the exact standards. For a car, I can tell. For a bike, I can tell, you know, these are the speeds being offered. But why do you think they ask you to sit inside a car? If I have to buy a car and I have money, I can buy any car. But why? It's because of that intangible effect of service marketing. It's that intangible effect of the person who is selling the car. Similar way, the health services are provided by the nurse practitioner. How the nurse is creating that intangible effect. I have a request for all of you for evaluating core quality in this section from intangible and inconsistency. There is a movie called Patch Adams. Munna Bhai MBBS is basically a conceptual overtake from the movie Patch Adams, because they deal in the same business, medical or healthcare professionals. There is a famous monologue by Robin Williams, and I would urge everyone to see that. It's the last part of the movie where in Munna Bhai MBBS, where Sanjay Dutt, you know, speaks about those things, and then he reacts that by doing this, what will I achieve? And then when he goes out saying that he actually cheated to pass this exam, he said, I have a last request before I leave this place is, you know, for the role played by Jimmy Shergill is, don't ask the mother to fill all the forms, because her son has passed away. So she might not be in a mental status to do all these things. Someone else can do it for them. That's the, you know, consistency that should be brought. He also asked whether the nurses can be a little bit polite with them or not. Okay. If you remember the famous scene where the old fellow who has stopped eating because of the old age habits, and he plays a carom. And if you remember the role played by Gracie Singh in the movie, she says that what he was trying to do, he is not a doctor. Do you think by playing a carom, he will make somebody eat food? By just giving him love and affection, he will treat a person who was in bed for 12 years. That's, guys, is the core quality, and to bring consistency everywhere. You know, it's called compassion. It's called empathy. If the people and the nurse practitioner and the physicians or the admitting clerk and the group practice have that kind of empathy, we will always give core quality. And that is the biggest challenge in service marketing. Because in service marketing, there is nothing called as tangible. The effect is tangible. So the delivery of the service changes with individual who delivers the service. And that's why there is inconsistency. So if you can create something which will create that consistency, which will give me the core quality, and thus far decoding the inconsistency to consistency. So we saw intangible, we saw inconsistency, now inseparability. Services cannot be separated from anyone. From the individuals who deliver them, the individuals who create, the individuals who place them. You know, the best example I can think of from a healthcare perspective is a bedside manner of the physician. The link between these two is insurability and inconsistency is a complexity of healthcare service marketing. Now, what is bedside manner? You know, if you go to a hospital and if you see a patient lying on a bed, you will see there is a bedside table around them. So there is water, there is medicines, there are other items. The file that has been made for you is kept there. to communication. If I am a patient, so he says, the nurse come and says, you know what, sir, this is the medicines. Please take care of the medicines. I'll come tomorrow morning to check your blood test. So don't eat anything. I have asked the guy not to give you breakfast so that you don't eat anything. Once I take everything, you can eat everything. So this is the first communication. Second communication. Good evening, sir. I hope you're fine. I hope everything is going on fine. This medicine is only one. You have to take it tonight. Tomorrow, we will do a blood test because of ABC reasons. And from the blood test, we will try to find out if there is any diabetic or any pre-diabetic symptoms in your blood. Once you are done, I've asked the breakfast guy to deliver the breakfast after that. I've not asked the breakfast guy to deliver the breakfast before the test so that you don't feel uncomfortable. See, the two communications, again, it is inseparable. You cannot separate them. That's why we call it the chain or the touch points of the consumer, touch points of the patients. The patient, after doing a open heart surgery, this will be taken care of by clinical consultants. But his feelings, his experiences, his thoughts, his mental ability, his mental stability, these are all being taken care of by the services rendered, and it is inseparable. Inventory. Inventory is not typically that we call from a parlance of typical, you know, category ABC product. A hospital emergency room physician who is paid on the contract represents an inventory cost that the hospital carries. Why? Because, okay, I'll give you an example. In every hospital, there is an operation room or a surgical room. An anesthetic, they call in this way, an anesthetic person is there. What do you mean by an anesthetic person? A person who carries out the anesthesia before the surgery and after the surgery to make them welcome back. That's a inventory for me, right? Because he's not part of my payroll. He's only there when surgery happens. So what I'm trying to tell you is, whenever an employee who delivers the service is not being utilized, but is still being paid, is an inventory. Now, to be honest with you, what is the work of an anesthetic? To perform anesthesia on the patient. So if it's open heart surgery, then the entire body should be anesthetic or anesthetized. Or if it is any limb area where you need to anesthetize, it's in that way. Nurses are frequently paid premium wages for working certain shifts or working overtime to cover unusually busy periods of activity. That's my inventory. One strategy for managing this kind of delivery of a service is to employ part-time workers who can work at a part-time periods. Trust me, I would request you. I mean, you cannot go inside, but just one day, go to Tata Memorial Hospital. Just one day. It's a specialized hospital. It's a cancer. But just being standing there outside after around 9 a.m. in the morning, you can feel what goes on inside. There are people who sit outside the hospital to get in because their numbers are not turned on. And I'm not saying the people are superb. They're restless. So a strategy for managing this delivery of service can be employing part-time workers so that the full-time workers can get a period of rest. There are nurses in certain hospitals who only works at night. Maybe it's a choice. Maybe that is, and night is not easy because there are only resident doctors. There are no actual doctors in a hospital. If there is an emergency, the doctor is given a prescribed format of what to do, what not to do. And if that is not taken care of, then a doctor is being called. Otherwise, they're all resident doctors. Resident doctors are not specialist doctors. They're kind of doing MBBS or just passed off MBBS and they're studying more and they're getting this practical expertise, core quality, inventory. I think in all this, what I've spoken, interaction with customers is one of the in most valuable process in a marketing, in marketing a service or in service marketing. Because everything, I mean, let me use a bad language. I don't care about a bypass surgery going very well and I am survived. What I care is the behavior of that surgical person or the surgeon. What I care is that person reducing my pain inside the operation room and giving me that quality of interaction. That interaction is crucial. Customer can take into considerations how the people treated him in the hospital. He doesn't have the mechanism or the critical competency to judge how the operation went, because if the operation went well, then I'm survived. If the operation didn't go well, then obviously, but how was I treated? How was the blueprint of the treatment? How was the approach made? Is all part of service marketing or the service offering. And to determine the service level, the key to good service is striving to have a product exceed the expectations of the customer. You can go and think that, you know, Gabriel, always you are talking about exceeding the customer service attitude. But you know what? I'll use a line. I think that line itself would suffice the point. Treat the person the way you want to be treated yourself. That approach will definitely create an important belief that the customer defines quality. Typically in healthcare, defining quality health is not in terms of the clinical quality. Defining quality health is not in terms of clinical quality, but rather the service delivered quality. A huge research found out that the consumers use 5 broad dimensions to assess a service quality. 5 broad terms in order of importance, and it is critical. I would ask you to make a note of it. Reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, tangibles. Once again, reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, tangibles. Reliability, responsiveness. How was the person reliable? Was the promised service delivered accurately? How was the response of the organization or the representative of the organization? Was there any help there? Was there a prompt service? How was the service delivered? Was there a problem? Every time I go to the billing section, somebody said, please don't come now, we are busy, please come in the night. I'll tell you in one of the experiences in one of the hospitals, because I was the sole person in that family and walked in to that when I had a Bell's palsy. I went to the billing department and asked, is my bills cleared from the medical insurer? And no, sir, we'll come back to you. I said, the doctor has already told me the discharge certificate is going to happen tomorrow and you're still working on the bills. Eventually, the discharge never happened. And trust me, anybody who has asked me, I have told this to my friends, that maybe the doctors are excellent, maybe they get a good doctor, but their service is pathetic. That's responsiveness. Assurance. What was assured? Were they courteous? Were they able to instill trust and confidence in patients? Were the employees knowledgeable? For example, in one of the bills, I asked one of the person why there is a dietitian. I never needed a dietitian. No, sir, because I said I had a Bell's palsy. For God's sake, I did not have a stomach problem or indigestion or a food poisoning. What a dietitian is doing, I'm not going to pay those bills. And eventually I called the insurance company and said, I don't need a dietitian. Now, this was being told to me at the time of billing. I was never told at the time of admission that there will be a dietitian. So when I checked, because I knew I had the awareness, how many people has this awareness? Okay, if I talk in terms of monetary value, it was 500 rupees a day. So for 5 days, it was 2,500. For some people, it's huge. For me, it is huge, but it's still negligible. I can still manage. I mean, I can pay 2,500. This is what I told to their departmental head. I have no problem paying 2,500, but where is the service being rendered? If you're saying there is a dietitian, I was giving the same food that your hospital created, because I had no one to come to me and deliver food. So I took your hospital food. So your hospital food gave me a menu that there is a breakfast of cereals and bananas. It came in that way. So where does the dietitian come? So eventually they had to drop. But because of that one issue, I made a vow that even if anything happens to me or my family, I might go to a hospital which is far away from my house, not to this hospital which is nearby to my house. Again, assurance, empathy, tangibles. I said all these things in one example. How much care and attention was provided? How much appearance and physical facilities was given? You know, I had a Bell's palsy, so it's nothing to be, you can't wait outside. Because I represented from a consulting company, so I was given a specific room. So when I said, where is the AC? Sir, the AC switch is taken up. So you should start on the AC. If I'm paying for it, right? Or you will charge me for a normal room. So assurance, empathy, and tangibles. It determines everything. From the Bell's palsy, a neurosurgeon was called. There was an MRI done. And in all these places, at least I had the courtesy to read the reports and everything, and they were all fine. It happened because of a air bubble came into my vein system from cold. So there was no problem with the neuro in my brain. So doctor gave me a clean sheet. Did I spoke about that in any of the examples? No, I spoke about service. I spoke about empathy. I spoke about assurance. I spoke about responsiveness. I spoke about reliability. So five things that determines that intangible service level is reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, and tangibles.